I live the tax life. This is Tax FM. This is Tax FM. Fresh, young, and relevant.
On at Tux FM 107.2, quarter past one, and in the studio with us, amazing things are happening. As you know, exam season is upon us, and what a better way than to wag your stress away. Rather, the Department of Library Services has teamed up with Top Dogs, the biggest dog therapy organization, to bring you their beloved furry therapist, right? So joining us now in studio is Mrs. Alta Rousseau from Top Dogs and Mrs. Alsevi Olifir from the Department of Library Services. How are you doing today, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Fine, thank you.
Thanks, Fatima.
I'm so happy. One thing that I always love is when the dogs do come through to, you know, the Hatfield campus. Mm. I was even telling them it's my favorite thing because I just love petting them and being with them, you know. But then what kind of dogs did you actually bring in the studio for us today?
I've got a Weimaraner, a rescue Weimaraner called Mouse. And Marty over there, she's got a Afrikaner called Doris.
What do you mean by Afrikaners?
Well, it's actually a breed now, yes. Okay. Afrikaners, yeah.
All right. And yeah. Then Mrs. Olifir, right? Mm. Books and dogs are quite an unusual combination. What inspired this collaboration between the UP Library Services and Top Dogs?
Yes, well, the library strives to nurture both the mind and the emotional well-being of our students. So I know when you think of libraries, you think of resources, you think of spaces where students can study, and of course, information services. But this initiative aims to calm our students down, to provide some emotional support, and actually it really makes a difference. We know that they are under stress at the moment. Mm. And one of the students at the session, because we've just had a session told me how absolutely great it was to attend the session. And she said, now I'm going to return to the library and I will be able to concentrate because we've relaxed and we've enjoyed the session and we laughed and now we can concentrate again.
No, like I said, I told you, I absolutely love it when the dogs come. I think it's one thing that I wait for every year is just to be around them and, you know, just get the love and the nurture that they just bring us, right?
Oh, thanks, Fatima.
And then this is not the first time that you've partnered, right? Why have you rather decided to collaborate once again?
Well, it is such a huge success. You know, since we've done this the first time in 2019, we have had students asking for this. So COVID, of course, was a little bit of a game changer for us. But you won't believe it that we hosted them virtually. Some of Alta's dog therapists, they were available in virtual sessions.
Wow.
And it's just because it's so much fun and because it works for her, I think, and definitely for the library. And that's why we've continued. And we always return bringing them to the campus just before the exam season starts, because I know cooling off starts on Saturday.
True. Mrs. Rousseau, right, so you tell us more about Top Dogs and how does this type of therapy work, actually?
Okay, Top Dogs started in 2008. So we've been going for nearly 16 years now. And we do therapy at different facilities. Like we often go to frail care centers, old age homes. We go to hospitals, children's wards and oncology mostly at the hospitals. And we do special needs schools. And so we go. We have many different visits that we do. And all of them is really very successful, I must say. The dogs relax the people. When you go into an oncology ward, the one guy said to me, you know, I sit here and I'm dripping for 4 hours and I think, oh, I'm going to die and this is horrible. And the dogs walk in and he says within 10 minutes, he feels so much better. He forgets he's dripping. He just talks to the dogs. He strokes the dogs. He says, and when he walks out there, he's full of life and he thinks, I'm going to win this thing. I'm going to live. That he really told me that. And that's the kind of thing that we do. Children's faces just lit up when you go into a hospital ward where they are lying there, sometimes without their parents, and they really, really enjoy seeing the dogs. The small dogs we can just lift with a blanket, lift onto the bed, and the big dogs just put their heads on the bed so that they can be stroked.
True, I think it takes their mind away from like the harsh times.
From pain or whatever is happening. It's just that break in the thoughts that make the difference. And of course, in the old age homes where people are very lonely, they suddenly have some stimulation to talk again to each other because they remember they had a dog and this happened. So suddenly there's a conversation piece once we've been there.
Yes.
But all of them, all those spaces really, really enjoys us.
What does spending time with the dogs do for the mind as well as the spirit?
Well, as I say, I think it really, well, if I can go to the science now, the science of it is that the good feel-good hormones, which is dopamine and oxytocin, those two things really increases. And the stress hormones, adrenaline and
cortisol,
they really go down. So, and the way that they established this is that they did saliva tests. So before the time and then stroke the dog and after the time to see what hormones are in the saliva, the kind of thing. So it really, really works. People really, really relaxes people, stress less. It is really, really a wonderful thing to do.
Very beneficial. Yeah. I've noticed that you also make use of crochet and knitted dogs. How does this assist in therapy?
Okay. We also go to sometimes we will hand out some at schools or at hospital children's wards. But the main thing or main place where we use them is for, with the Teddy Bear Foundation. I don't know if you know what that is.
Teddy Bear Foundation
is a place where they keep, like in a hostel thing, they keep children and young people from the age, I think, about 4 to 20-something, which must go and testify in court.
Okay.
And so they prep these people for court,
even the
children. So what we do then, small children must sometimes testify against, you know, parents, uncles, aunts. It's a very, very sensitive thing. And it's very, very, the success rate is very low in that because the children doesn't want to.
So we
prep them to go and testify by having the dogs there dressed up in a judge uniform, in a policeman uniform, etc., and they role play the whole scene of not that specific crime, but other crimes like theft or something. They role play them to make them used to the whole setup of a court. Everything has been built like a court, and who's who in the court. And then they play the whole play so that they get comfortable with the dog, and they touch the dog that stands next to them while they talk to the other people, and they've got a little paper that they have to read, whatever the story is, they're role-playing. And some of them are really standing there, and the little paper is shaking in their hands, and we put the dog next to them, they put their hand on the dog, and they suddenly calm down, and they're fine. The problem now is, I'm still getting to the crochet, don't worry.
The problem
now is that we're not allowed yet to take dogs into court.
Okay.
So the child is now used to having the company of a dog, and suddenly there the child is all alone again in court. So we give them dogs that are, knitted dogs and crochet dogs to take in with them. So they get used to having things with them. They have a big dog and they've got their crochet dog, and the crochet dog goes in with them. And it really works, apparently. I'm not part of that. I know that's what they do.
Mm.
But apparently it is successful.
You're really making a difference. I'm like hearing what you're talking about. I'm like, wow, this is actually making an impact on like young people out there that are being put in such hectic situations, speaking. And then obviously you've spent some time on Hadfield campus today. When and where can we catch you again?
So we will definitely host another session on Wednesday and Thursday. So we are only here for an hour. So the dogs are not allowed to work longer than an hour, interestingly enough. So they'll be between 12 and 1 o'clock. So if everyone is welcome to wait for us at the lawn of the between the Marensky Library and the Student Center. So we have the Think statue.
So that's only for Hadfield campus?
It's only for Hadfield campus this time. In the past, I have been going around to some of the other campuses, but I believe that we've got more students here and the need here is greater.
True.
So this year we decided to focus on Hadfield.
And then how do we book to attend one of these sessions?
It's very important for me that students know where to find library news. So this will be on the library's website, library.up.ac.za. But also I want to encourage them to follow us on social media. So we've got Instagram, we've got Facebook. I know Instagram is more popular with our younger students.
True.
So UP Library, and on Facebook we are UP Library Services. So the news will always be made known there. And on the library website, we also have a section, upcoming events. And the moment that we offer something, the information will be available there. So the students can register, but it's only so that I can also communicate with them afterwards, because I run my own little survey. I know you talked about the research, so I always love running a small survey afterwards, and the feedback that I get from the students is also overwhelmingly positive.
True.
You know, 90% of them usually say that they feel more relaxed and, yes, calmer after interaction with the dogs. But it's a very informal session because we're on the lawn, so you are not really required to book
in. A session, yes.
Yeah, so you are welcome just to pitch and enjoy the fun.
And then how and where can we go to support Top Dogs for this amazing, or rather the amazing services that you do offer?
The main thing we need, funnily enough, we're one of those, the only probably charity organization that doesn't ask for money. We really don't need money all that much. We need people and dogs. So we haven't got enough handlers. We had 61 dogs before COVID in Pretoria alone. And we now down, well, we went down to 30. We're now up to 40 again. But we can't service everybody we need to service. So the main thing I would like the students to do is to ask parents, people they know here, friends, grandparents, other students, whoever has got a well-socialized dog, socialized with other dogs and with people, that can come and work with us as a therapy dog. There's not really much training, but there is an evaluation. Mm. And then to come and join us to do this wonderful work. That's what we really need.
And in terms of like volunteers?
Volunteers are difficult because we all work with our own dogs. So it's not, people think we've got kennels somewhere and the dogs stay there and you pick a dog and you come here. It's not like that. It's our own pets that we are working for. And that's also what the TOP stands for, touch our pets. So it's our own pets that we are working with. And, so it's difficult to have a volunteer. We haven't got that much admin either. And, but it would be very nice if they could spread the word. And if some of them have a dog at home, we only require one visit a month they must attend. So more would be wonderful. Mm. But if they have the time to do one visit a month, we would really appreciate more people.
And then where can we find out about more like future initiatives from Top Dogs? Because as you know, like the UP Library Services, obviously we have access to the web, or rather the page where we can find out more, like more about the initiatives and whatever you're hosting, right? But with regards to Top Dogs, do you know maybe where we can find out about future initiatives?
We've got a website, which is Therapy Top Dogs, that way around. Goza. We're also on Facebook and we're also on Instagram. But I'm sorry, I don't know those addresses. But we are there. And so I think that is where most of our initiatives would be posted on. Yeah. Mostly it's after the fact, I must say, because you know we've got 14 visits every month. Those are set visits. And then we've got once-off things like this kind of thing. We still call it a once-off because it's not an every month thing. And the once-offs. But it's usually people that come to us. So I don't know so much long before the time when and where we're going to be.
But I think as a UP student, you just need to constantly stay up to date with what the library is offering so that you know of these amazing initiatives that we are having. And then lastly, what advice can you give to our students moving into exam season?
Definitely make use of the library. Come and study there. We've got wonderful spaces that I think is conducive, you know, for concentration. We have the 24/7 study center, not only on our campus, but also on other campuses. So I would encourage students, when you sit there and you see how hard other students are working, it motivates you. And from next week on, we will be sharing some motivational quotes for our students, also maybe to uplift their spirits. They are welcome to come into the library, and we have hundreds of quotes for them, and they can choose a quote for themselves and take it along wherever they study. And they should just know that we are there for them. If they have any queries, things that they would like to know, they are welcome to ask the library staff. We will assist them as far as possible.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes.
So I just want to also say that I've had probably 5 to 7 requests from different residences, Tuckies residences in this year only. To come to their wellness day or this day or that day, just to come and relax their students and so on. I had to decline all those visits because we're already coming, three visits in May and three in October, and I do one at the occupational therapy students as well. We just don't have the capacity to help these people and to go to their visits. We just don't have enough dogs. So that's why I'm saying we really, really need the word out there to get more dogs so that we can help these guys as well. I really feel bad about it. I feel really bad when I say I'm sorry we cannot do it.
I think Ms. Olivia comes through with, you know, the motivational quotes and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I think as top dogs, you're doing more than enough already by just coming three times during this month to assist students moving into the exam season and so forth. So we definitely appreciate that. I appreciate it most because I just love these dogs. All right. But ladies, we want to thank you so much for coming through and also gracing us with your presence on the Hatfield campus. Like you said, I mean, so many, like there's a lot of positive feedback, and I'd rather speak on behalf of a lot of students when I say that, you know, it does genuinely make a difference, and we appreciate everything that you're trying to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Fatima.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tux FM.
I live the Tux life. This is Tux FM. This is Tux FM. Fresh, young, and relevant.